2.15.
And this evening on Behind the Wheel, we talk to Brian Delaney, who's an expert on road safety. Brian, you did some tests to find out how dangerous it is to do other things when we're driving. According to your tests, what's the most dangerous thing to do?
Well, the first thing I have to say is that doing any other things when you're driving is dangerous and can cause an accident.
Right.
Because when you're driving, you should concentrate 100% on controlling the car.
Yep.
And anything else you do is a distraction. The tests we did in a simulator showed that the most difficult and most dangerous thing is to try and open a packet of crisps or to open a can of drink.
Oh.
The reason is that most people actually need two hands to open a packet of crisps or a can of drink, so they take both hands off the wheel for a second or two. And, of course, that's the most dangerous thing you can possibly do. In fact, one of the drivers in the simulator actually crashed when he did this.
And which is the next most dangerous?
The next most dangerous thing is to select a specific CD from the passenger seat.
Oh.
This is extremely dangerous too, because to do this, you have to take your eyes off the road for 1 or 2 seconds.
Oh. And number three?
Number three was making a phone call on a mobile.
Oh.
What we found in the tests was that drivers drove more slowly when they did this, but that their control of the car got worse.
Yes, I can believe that. And number four?
Number four was listening to our favourite music.
What?
In the tests, most drivers drove more quickly and less safely when they were listening to music they already knew. If the music was fast and heavy, some drivers even drove more aggressively.
So, no heavy metal when you're driving.
Absolutely not.
And in fifth place?
In fifth place was talking to other passengers.
Oh.
The problem when we talk to other people in the car is that we pay too much attention to what we're saying or what we're hearing and not enough attention to what's happening on the road.
So, the least dangerous is listening to music you don't know.
That's right. The least dangerous of all these activities is listening to unfamiliar music on the radio or on a CD player. It seems that if we don't know the music, then we're less distracted by it. In this part of the tests, all drivers drove safely and well.